sand, place with endless blue skies. Love never dies. I'll be the queen of this magnificent land. Such a beautiful dream, I wanted to believe. Get lost forever in your dance. But words are just letters loosely held together by the hopefulness of romance. Forever is for diamonds and poets like you. Happy ever after lasts as long as a rainbow in June. I've tried to pretend this story won't end, but they always do. Won't you love is as rare as a true blue moon. You can beg me to forget misunderstandings and regret. Ask me not to tear two hearts apart. Life's sad, but I'm not sorry. This Cinderella story's just cool girls counting petals in the dark. Forever is for diamonds and poets like you. Happy ever after lasts as long as a rainbow in June. I've tried to pretend this story won't end, but they always do. Won't you love is as rare as a true blue moon. You can love me now, just know that
also released a really fun official video for the lead single, True Blue Moon. Tell me about that song and that video.
Well, I was getting ready to tour in France, and I really wanted to sing in French. I am bilingual, and I wanted to sing a song in French. I thought, you know, here I am going to go to France for the first time, and wouldn't it be cool if I sang a song in French? And so I looked around and I tried to find like a song that would resonate with the people of France, because I didn't want to sing a Quebecois song from here from Canada, because I felt, well, it would be so cool to really reflect their tradition instead of mine. And so I looked and the song Ne Me Quitte Pas is a classic song by the Belgian songwriter Jacques Brel. And it was also the 40th anniversary of his passing. And so there was all kinds of attention being given to this in France. And so I started learning this song, but it was this particular line in the song. It was, laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, which basically in translation is, I would settle to be the shadow of your shadow. That's how I interpret the line. And I thought, oh, isn't that romantic? And then I read an interview by Jacques Brel where he stipulated that, you know, it wasn't a love song, and it was about the weakness of men and how they're manipulated by women because of love. And I just thought, oh, you're such a poet, and you give me a break. This is a total heartbreak song. So I thought what I would do is I would write a response to him and to his song. And that was where True Blue Moon came from. And it was this idea that, you know, you kind of have this flighty poet sort of dancing around this woman as they walk together, and she sees that he's just in love with romance, and not necessarily, it's not necessarily true love. And so that's the concept behind the song. And I just really, it's so tongue-in-cheek that I really wanted a video as well to reflect that sense of humor and that kind of tongue-in-cheek element that the song itself has, and even the production of it, you know, it's supposed to be something that makes you smile at the end of the day.
definitely succeeds in doing that, especially the panda. You've performed across North America, the UK, and Europe, showcased in Memphis and Austin, and you've toured in support of artists like Gretchen Peters and Steve Forbert, among others. I'm sure there have been tons of memorable shows. Maybe it'll just be the most recent one, but can you tell me about one that stands out in your mind as really special?
I think probably, you know, the biggest thing that you can get as an artist is when you play in a venue, regardless of whether it's in front of 10,000 people or it's in front of 10 people, to me, it's the audience, right? It's not about the size of the audience. It's the audience and that connection that you make. And I think for me, the most memorable experiences as a live performer is always when I feel like my being there is something that's special for the people who are in front of me. And I played a show last year in Germany, and I had played a couple times in that area. And so I was playing a concert, and as I walked to go onto the stage and they introduced me, the audience stood up and gave a standing ovation. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, like that is trust, because I know they had seen me before, but I haven't played a note and they're already showing how much of an appreciation they have for what I do. And I think at that moment in time, you know, it's not about a standing ovation. It was a very humbling thing just to know that, you know, that I had had an impact on people enough that that's how they felt. Before, again, I had even played a note to start the show. And I think it's those kinds of experiences, again, when you feel that the songwriting that you're doing and the songs that you're sharing are important to other people, that's what really stands out for me. So it's always hard to really say one show in particular, but that one really stuck out in my mind just because, again, it was like one of those times where you think like all those moments where you're on the road and you think, what am I doing with my life? Oh my goodness, this is so silly. And it made it worth it right there and then.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months?
Well, in just a couple of days, I'll be flying to Alberta, and by the time your listeners hear it, I'll be most of the way through my tour in Alberta. It's coming up, and then in my real touring starts in February, and beginning in February of 2020, I'll be in BC, and then I'm going to Europe. So I'll be in Germany, Holland. I'll be in the UK as well, in England and Scotland. And I'll be in Texas, I'll be in the northeast of the United States, and then I'll be going back to Alberta in the fall of next year. So it's a really busy, busy 2020 for me, because we're really trying to get this record out and have as many people as possible hear it, and going down to the United States quite a bit. So, you know, really the best thing is for people to check out my website, because I can't even tell you where I'm going to be.
Perfect. And what's your website called?
It's lynnhanson.com. And I always joke, it's Lynn with an E and Hanson with an O.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Broken With You. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh, you know, Broken With You is as close to an actual love song, I think, as I've ever gotten. And, you know, the song, the idea was, you know, that we're all a little bit broken, because no one gets through life without being a little bit disappointed or having their heart broken at least once. And I, you know, sometimes I say it doesn't even have to be a person. You know, if you're a Maple Leaf fan, it happens each and every year around playoff time. I'm sorry, Toronto, I can't help it. But, you know, the thing is that I think it's these bumps and bruises that we get, though, that it makes us more capable of actually loving the people around us, whether that's romantic love or a different kind of love. And I thought, you know, like we're basically all a little bit broken, and it's not a bad thing. And so that's where the idea for Broken With You came from. It's like, you know, if I'm going to be broken, and we all are just a little bit, then I'd love to be broken with you. And that's what made it a love song. So in other words, accept me for who I am. I'll accept you for who you are. And together we can, you know, we can be happy together.
Such a relatable song and such a great message. Lynn, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Turn my back on the sun. Dance naked in the rain. Been on the wrong side of love. caused my fair share of pain. I twisted myself till I lost who I was. Love good boys and bad boys walked out just because. There ain't no fixing what I got missing, sad but true. Here rock bottom, just doors with locks on them, and there ain't no getting through. If I have to be broken, then let me be broken with you. If I have to be broken, then let me be broken with you. Another Sunday morning, some cheap rundown motel. The sound of lovers leaving, dreams shattered all to hell. I'm a question, not an answer. There's one thing you should know. I'm looking for a reason, cause I don't want you to go. There ain't no fixing what I got missing, sad but true. Here rock bottom, just doors with locks on them, and there ain't no getting through. If I have to be broken, then let me be broken with you. If I have to be broken, then let me be broken with you. Got your scars, poor choices you want back. Felt to sting, real heartache brings, babe, I relate to that. We dug our share holes, deep and dark and wide. But that don't mean we gotta lay all lonely here inside. There ain't no fixing what I got missing, sad but true. Here rock bottom, just doors with locks on them, and there ain't no getting through. If I have to be broken, then let me be broken with you. If I have to be broken, then let me be broken with you. If I have to be broken, I want to be broken with you.